From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. NATO leaders said Wednesday they have agreed to contribute more money to their defense budget. The U.S. spends about 3.5% of its gross domestic product on defense. That is far higher than other NATO members. It also provides 70% of NATO's budget. At a meeting of heads of NATO countries on Wednesday, President Trump targeted Germany for special criticism.
Germany is totally controlled by Russia because they will be getting from 60 to 70% of their energy from Russia and a new pipeline. And you tell me if that's appropriate, because I think it's not. And I think it's a very bad thing for NATO, and I don't think it should have happened. And I think we have to talk to Germany about it. On top of that, Germany is just paying a little bit over 1%.
With more on the meeting, VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman, who is traveling with the president.
It appeared to be a breaking of sour bread over breakfast between President Donald Trump and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Trump specifically criticized Germany for allowing a Russian energy company to construct a $10 billion pipeline through its waters.
We're supposed to be protecting you from Russia, but why are you paying billions of dollars to Russia for energy?
Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel, during her arrival later, noted energy deals with Russia do not make 21st century Berlin beholden to Moscow. Steve Herman, VOA News at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
Croatia is going to its first World Cup final. Mario Mandzukic scored in the 109th minute to give the Croats a 2-1 victory over England on Wednesday. Croatia will face France on Sunday in the World Cup final. This is VOA News.